time now for this edition's quiz question to test your little grey cells. And again, we are in the area of general knowledge. We want to know, Anzac troops come from what two countries? Anzac troops come from what two countries? And we'll give you the correct answer next week. And now for two more items of information. Firstly, a special talk on treatment for macular degeneration. A webinar exploring the fast-changing landscape of treatments for age-related macular degeneration will be hosted by Occuplan next Wednesday. The company, which offers a payment plan for people with macular disease and other eye conditions, will host the free event to update on the most recently approved treatments as well as emerging drugs. Leading the webinar will be one of the company's very own ophthalmologists, James Neffendorf, renowned for his expertise in medical retinal, macular and cataract services. Founded by consultant ophthalmologist Dan Calladine, Occuplan is designed to give patients with long-term eye conditions, such as macular disease, affordable access to specialist care and prevent unnecessary sight loss. Occuplan has a network of consultant ophthalmologists and opticians across the UK available to support patients with macular and can provide quick access to a local ophthalmologist. The Macular Society is excited to announce that it is continuing to work with Occuplan in 2024, with the company contributing an additional £50,000 to support groundbreaking research and vital support services. Dan Calladine, founder of Occuplan, said, "I'm thrilled that Occuplan and the Macular Society are continuing our partnership into a second year. The first year has been a huge success for us, not only in further developing our offering to truly help people living with AMD, but also in achieving our objectives of reaching new audiences to educate them on the importance of early diagnosis." Occuplan's webinar is taking place on Wednesday, April the 24th at 7 p.m. And to register, you need to phone 03003 030111. That's 03003 030111. And our second item is headlined, "Enhanced help available for unpaid carers in Essex." Essex County Council has commissioned two charities to help with support for carers under a new five-year offer plan launched this month. The enhanced program provides information and support to an estimated 124,000 unpaid carers in the county. A key focal point of the new offer is a central online contact point for carers run by the Essex Wellbeing Service. People can also call 0303 303 998 that's 0303 303 9988 to discuss their caring role and receive information, advice and guidance tailored to their needs. If more specialist support is required, they will be referred to the charity Action for Family Carers if they live in West or North Essex, and if they live in Mid or South Essex, it will be the charity Carers First. Action for Family Carers and Carers First will help with practical solutions to address specific challenges, support emotional well-being, and connect carers with others in their position for mutual support. The council has allocated £1.75 million to support unpaid carers of all ages through local projects. Executive Director for Adult Social Care at Essex County Council, Nick Presmeg, said, "Whether you identify as a carer or simply see yourself as helping a partner, parent or friend, we are committed to supporting you. Our new 5-year offer will make it easier for unpaid carers across the county to access support and guidance. It will also see more local projects and initiatives to support carers in their communities too. Unpaid carers make a real difference to not only the people they care for, but to local communities and public services too. It is only right that we give them the support they need and deserve." The council has worked with partners and carers while developing the new scheme. So to find out more about the new offer and the support available for carers in Essex, you can go to their website, which is www.essex.gov.uk/carers. That's www.essex.gov.uk/carers. Now I'll hand you back to my colleagues for the rest of the local news.